Hello.
Hi, this is Callie with XBO. Were you expecting a call back?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
My name is Cynthia Smith. I spoke with a young lady earlier today. Can I give you my number and then you can tell me who I spoke to? Or you can see she scheduled my order for Monday. I don't have a time, but my phone number is.
No, you don't have to give it to me. You said she scheduled you for Monday.
Yes.
This upcoming Monday. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me see. If you're in the system, can you give me your zip code?
44128.
This is with Home Depot?
Yes.
All right, can you just, Ms. Smith, can you just verify your address for me?
4008 East 155th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128.
Okay, yes, she did. It's scheduled for the 24th. It'll be, let's see, did I get your, no, they don't have the window
the time.
Up. Yeah, they don't have that up yet. But you'll get a automatic call on the 23rd. So that's going to be Sunday. They'll give you an automatic call just so you can confirm the scheduled date and then also the time frame that they're going to provide you. They'll provide you a time frame.
Can you put a note in there to the young lady that I spoke to?
No, she won't be able to see it unless, like, you was to call, like, again, and you get that, if you get that rep. You know what I'm
the
saying?
The same rep.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to apologize to her. I was so frustrated when I spoke to her earlier. It wasn't her fault, but I was just out of control. And I need to just apologize for being out of control.
No, it's fine. She didn't take it personal because she got you, you know, she got you scheduled for the measurement. You're getting a measurement. And she listed everything in the notes.
Okay.
So she didn't take it personal.
She was professional the whole time. I was not. So it was wearing on me, and I said, okay, I got to call back and apologize to her. And I don't know if there's a way that even if you could send an email or a note to her just to let her know. I really appreciate her professionalism and how she handled the call because I apologize for being – I don't think I was rude, but I got right close up to that door. So I would really like to let her know that. We often, you know, I work with customer service as well. And I was the customer today that I didn't want coming to see me. So,
yeah.
So I just.
Well, I wish I could. I wish I could reach out to her, but
uh-huh.
I can't because mm-hmm. I don't even know who she is. But I just
okay.
see her name. I just see her name in the notes
on
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I tell you what you can do. You can put a note commending her professionalism in the notes, and that I call back to commend her professionalism. You can put that in, right?
I can put that in the notes, yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you would do that, and just thank her for being professional during my meltdown.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I would appreciate that.
I'm doing
and
it right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Because I talked to her probably around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and this has been nagging away at me. And I just knew that I needed to ask her forgiveness. And thanks.
I'm pretty sure she didn't take it personal. We all kind of know, you know, if you ever dealt with customer service, like I tell people all the time, I never take it personal with a customer saying to me because I know that you don't know me. You know, like it's never personal and it's not towards us. You're just frustrated as if anyone was being, you know. So you just sometimes you got to put yourself in someone else's shoes and understand why they're frustrated and not take it personal and just help them.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure she didn't take it personal.
Well, I thank you for making a note in there. I've got several people to call and apologize today. So I did not have a good day. So.
I've been there.
I'm trying to go back and make amends. So I thank you so much. What is your name?
My name is Callie, C-A-L-I.
Callie?
Yes, ma'am.
What city are you in?
I live in Alabama.
Okay, bless your heart. Good for you. Good for you. You know, and I didn't realize this was a national company.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thought I was dealing directly with Home Depot, but I see that this is
no, we're a third party. XPO is a third party company with Best Buy and Home Depot. We only deal with Home Depot and Best Buy installations. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're in delivery, so we're a third-party company with them.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you all get all of the Home Depot blowback. So.
Yes, and Best Buy as well. They're the worst.
And Best Buy, yeah. All right, then. Well, that's all I wanted, just to apologize. So I thank you so much. Thank you for putting that note in, and hopefully word will get back to her.
Yes, yes, I put it in, so you have a great night, okay?
Thank you, you too. All right, then, have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, Callie.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right.